Yeah, it helps, but you know, we don't know what the future holds. We could have some other guys get hurt, you know, knock on wood. We just got to play with the guys we have each and every week and just try to execute better. Oh, I mean, that's 75% of football. You know, very rarely are you going to play teams that line up in only man. You know, those days are kind of gone. So we got to run the ball efficiently. We've got to throw the ball efficiently. We've got to create space with some of our guys with some of these zone coverages and just stay on time. You can't worry about it. You know, the lucky part with Brandon and Alshon is, you know, I've worked with them a lot, so I know where they're going to be. They know what we're trying to get done out there. Offensive line-wise, I think the guys that we've had that have stepped in and played exceptionally well, you know, we've hardly missed a beat up front. So we've had injuries to guys that we've been able to overcome for the most part. Yeah, you definitely have. He's a different guy now than even last year or 2 years ago. He's changed a lot. Just in the last 6-7 months. Why, I don't know. You have to ask Brandon, but I think it's definitely for the better. You know, he's easy to work with. Whenever everyone else is kind of down in the dumps, he's one of the first guys that's trying to lift people up and stay positive and keep moving on. So it makes life easier. Yeah, you know, not a lot of big names on that defense, but they play extremely hard. And like you said, they manufacture some stuff. They show you a lot of different looks, a lot of different coverages. They're not afraid to play man, though, even with their guys, because they trust in their system and their ability to create confusion up front to get to you. So we got to be on it. You know, our nickel package today was pretty extensive because they bring a lot.